So I kind of wanted to try this out, do a little audio. I'm driving, so I didn't want to do a video. Today, I was hanging out with my son, little Alex, and we were at Northwest Pediatrics Office. He needed his flu shot. And I'm sitting there, hanging out with him, and he's in front of me in his car seat. I start looking at my phone. Next thing I know, he starts crying. He's like, hey. And then I put my phone to the side, and in that moment, I'm like, wow, I just realized what happened. Well, first off, it was a bad feeling. It sucked. It was a really bad feeling knowing that I put the phone in front of us, and in some form or fashion, you know, my son Alex, maybe he felt less valued, unimportant, you know, not noticed. And I think sometimes as parents, you know, we have to utilize bad moments like that where our child lets us know that they need a little bit more attention, that they need us to look at them in the eyes and to be there with them versus having, you know, this wall of external factors. And what I mean by that is that sometimes I think that we, you know, we will read a magazine or we'll talk to a friend on the phone. We'll be doing two things at once. We'll be multitasking. When in reality, we need to focus in and hone in on our parenting. We need to show our child that we are 110, 125% invested in them, making eye contact. So, that, you know, today was definitely a moment of insecurity in a way for me. You know, insecurity of, although I'm a counselor, you know, I play this role as a therapist where I try my best to support individuals, I think we all make flaws, and we all have areas that we need to work on, and we have areas of improvement, and that's one of mine, and I looked at it, and now I'm going to use self-awareness to see what I can do to change. All right, well, thanks for spending some time with me, listening to my little story, and I hope it gave you just a little bit of support in your parenting. You know, keep on rocking, parents.